they'd be garish windfalls game next spring. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Gordon. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Sorry, had you on the... had you on the wrong mic there, Carl. Sorry about that.
That's real hard.
Oh, my gosh, we have a new clock this morning. Oh, we've got our great new clock in, 7:05 in the morning.
We have new people here running the board, so excuse me, but hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06, and it is August the 3rd.
That's right. We're going to have about a 96 temperature today, and tonight we'll have mostly clear with around 65. We also wanted to, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on today. We've, you know, we're hitting the middle of the week, and we have announcements. We have Gary Cadd coming in to tell you about what happened last night with city council and the fire chief.
Kevin Crichton coming in today.
A lot of good stuff coming on. We've got tickets to give away and announcements to make. So, we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be start being cooler here this week, and that's going to be great. Bad Bob is on the road with his bride. So Just Bob is filling in here.
She is on a, she's working.
A mission from meteors.
Right, and she's there. Anyway, so if they're listening on their iPads or their whatever function that they might be listening to, their apps on their phones, we miss you. Hello, and have a safe journey.
That's right. Hey, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the world today. And, you know, we're going to try and get to as many of those as we can. It's, you know, one thing, you know, they talk about there is no retribution in politics. You know, people say that. Oh, no, we're not getting even with anybody. No, this is just, this is what happened anyway. The Assemblyman Anthony Portantino is a Democrat, and he cast a lone Democrat vote in the Assembly against this year's controversial budget. In other words, he did what he thought was right. He just didn't go along party lines. And so what happened? They cut his, they shut his office down. They said, "Hey, you spent too much money, and we're not going to give you any more." So they furloughed the people that worked in his office. Can you believe that? And he said, "Hey, wait a minute, this isn't true. I mean, this isn't right." And the California Assembly says the public has no right to see lawmakers' current office budgets and spending projections, documents that could show whether the punishment was doled out for key votes. Now, here's the thing is, why don't we have the right to see the current office budgets and spending projections of the people we elect and whose taxes, our taxes, go to pay for these people? Why don't we have the right to do that? What are they trying to hide? The Assembly Administrator said the projections of members' current budgets and spending can change throughout the year and can contain private information such as the name of the employee on maternity leave and are used in private communications. For us, it's a personal document. No, it's not. It's another way for you all to spend money without having any type of oversight from the public. And, you know, frankly, this guy, that Portantino, I don't care. The fact is that now he's being punished, so they're just going to say, well, he just went over his budget, even though probably everybody else does, but we're not going to know about it. Why? Because the California Assembly are a bunch of thugs. The ones who are in charge are thugs, bureaucratic thugs. So, you know, frankly, this is, you know, is it going to change? No. And you know why it doesn't change? It doesn't change is because the same bureaucratic thugs are in charge who make the rules are the only ones to enforce the rules. So it'll never change.
Sounds like
until everything changes.
You're pretty fired up over this. What is it? Well, it touched me
because here's a guy that votes the way he thought he should. It would be like a Republican voting for the budget. I mean, if that's what he believes in, then fine. Let him let him do that. But then to say that the public has no right to see current office budgets, that means that they can put things in their budgets. They can put people on there. They can pay them what they want. We're not going to know it. We're not going to see it because we don't have the right. We're the ones paying the bills. You know, there is transparency. And because this guy voted against it, he loses. He has to shut down his office. He lost, furloughed half of his people. So,
all right,
this whole thing is unfair. We've got to take a break
here.
We're
going to take a break, and you're listening to Casey and I. We've got a call when we come back. Well, actually, do we want to take that now?
No, we're going to do it as soon as we come back, and we're going to have our business minute.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
When it comes to ranch and farm supplies, Paws has it. Big animals or small, from horses, cattle, sheep, and goats, to pigs, chicks, your dogs, and your cats. Paws Ranch and Farm has what you need to keep them healthy and happy. Paws has the best hay in the area. I feed their hay, and I've never been disappointed. Paws is the North State's largest Nutrina feed dealer. They move a semi-truck load of feed each week. What does that mean for you? It means you get the freshest feed in the area. A healthy advantage on those 4-H and FFA projects. Paws has more than feed, fencing, supplements, salt, chemicals, seeds, tons of tack, farrier products, pet supplies, and garden chemicals. Fly season is upon us. Do you and your horses a big favor and stock up on fly bags and repellents. Here's something really nice. Paws will deliver and personally stack your hay and feed in your barn. Amazing service from a family-owned business. There's two locations, one in Anderson and one in Red Bluff. Paws Ranch and Farm Supply, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning. Let's welcome Wells Fargo and Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Kathy. What's going on in the market?
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at this time at 11,834. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1251, and the NASDAQ is down 2 at 2667. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is unchanged at $9.49, and Ford Motor Corporation down 19 cents at $11.66. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 1 penny at 1428, and North Valley Bank is down 1 penny at 10. $7.34. In the bond market, we're finding the Treasury yield to be higher this morning, or the price to be higher this morning, bringing the yield down to 2.59%. And in the commodity markets, gold is up $27.50 at $16.72, silver up $1.19 at $41.29, and crude oil down 98 cents at $92.81. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. You know what? You know, the gold and silver, you know, that's what they said. They said, you know, with what's happened, the market right now is on its longest losing streak since 2008.
Well, you know, with yesterday, of course, I was on assignment, and which means that I have a lot of things going on with phones, emails, appointments that somewhat conflict with the hours of time that we're live. So some of the stuff that I hear or I've heard on the street yesterday is that we really are in for a roller coaster. And hold on tight. Not only just in the nation, in the world, but also with what's going on in our community here. Things that we have known to be have definitely changed. And so people are just trying to wrap their heads around a new thought, a new way. And I know that there's shock on the street.
Well, we're going to get back more into that. But there's some other things going on in the world today, right?
I have a couple things to talk about. You know, I always like to start off positive.
Let's start off
with the free ticket, okay, for Paisano Days. I've got two. The first caller, KCNR 1460, this gets you into either day. Two tickets right here on KCNR. We want you to have a good time. We're going to be out there probably Saturday afternoon and enjoying the Lou White Band and the Italian food and the just it is a wonderful time. It's the Italian Festa and a Paisano Days is what I'm talking about. Just a fabulous time that's put on by
the Sons of Italy.
Sons of Italy. The tickets are coming in now.
Did we give the number 605-4567?
Yeah, somebody's calling in now.
Somebody's calling
already. We've got a winner. Okay, this day in history, Steven Spielberg captured reality with film cast, crew, and technology of the 1990s in this award-winning film, Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, let me tell you something. An incredible, incredible.
You just watched it again the
film.
Other day.
You know what? I there's parts in there. It's just, you know, my dad landed at Normandy, and on D-Day. And as you know,
did he ever talk about it?
He never talked. Dad would talk about the rest of the war. He would talk about it, but he would never talk about landing there at D-Day. He lost a lot of people coming across that beach, and he got a field promotion out of that to OCS and all that. But he never would talk about that one part.
Well, some five decades earlier, Ernie Pyle, using the hunt and peck method on a beat-up old typewriter, it's basically on display at the museum in Washington, D.C., drew words, pictures of the landing at Normandy as he watched the landings from the ship. So today is Seeing Eye Reporter Day. Ernie Pyle, the next day he walked where the troops had gone before, the popular war correspondent wrote, "I took a walk along the historic coast of Normandy and the country of France. It was a lovely day for strolling along the seashore. Men were sleeping in the sand. Some of them sleeping forever. Men were floating in the water, but they didn't know they were in the water. They were dead." And it goes on and on and on. I'll try to be positive. That's gruesome, but we will always remember here.
It was a Pulitzer Prize winner. He was killed, by the way, in the battle in the Pacific. Went to the Pacific and was killed with the Marines in a battle of a little small island off Okinawa.
Exactly, and he was born on this day in 1900 in Indiana. So, again, we have Coach Bob. You won those tickets, and we'll be calling you afterwards. You know, you can come by here this morning and pick them up. They're in an envelope, or we'll have them at the front with your name on it. You know, something else that I think we need to kind of focus on here a little bit, in case you haven't heard it in the news, it's something that you probably need to take a look at. The public health officials are warning consumers across the country to be cautious in handling and cooking poultry meat in the midst of the salmonella outbreak that has killed a Sacramento County resident. It's ground turkey. And the death was first reported in an outbreak that has spanned 26 states and sickened 77 people. What's different about the salmonella? It's not treatable with antibiotics. So I don't know, you know, usually you, if you get food, you get poisoned by it within a week. And this is something I heard, 72 hours. So that is why I understand why I had such bad food poisoning in Italy when I ate that fish, and it was 3 days later or 2 days later on a flight back from Nice. I kept thinking, well, people say, no, you get sick right away. No, there are symptoms.
Let's go to the phones here with Dave.
Dave. Hi, Carl.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, Carl, my name's Dave. Hey, I'm a contractor that's been working out here at the Reading School of the Arts.
Uh-huh.
And I just found recently that the architectural committee decided not to put a flagpole out here and fly the American flag because it is offensive to some people. And
it's a what?
I was.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Because it does what?
Because it's offensive to some people.
A censor or offensive?
Offensive.
Oh, offensive.
Yeah, it would offend some people.
This is the School of the Arts.
Yes. And so there's no flagpole out here. And they have refused to fly the American flag out here, and I thought that that was offensive to me as a veteran. And I wanted to see what we could do to maybe start a little campaign here and see if we can get the flag raised over this beautiful school.
Is the and I should probably know this, but the School of the Arts, does that get government money?
It does. It's a public charter school. It's a privately funded building, but it is a public charter school.
You know, Dave, I'm hoping that, you know, this is not the reason why. I'm hoping there's another reason for this. I mean, don't you hope that there's another reason that the flag is flying?
Absolutely, I do, but I was told by a very very close source to the subject that that was the reason given.
Because it will offend some people?
That they did not want to fly an American flag because it offends certain people.
I wonder which people it offends. Did they say that?
That was my question.
How about that?
Well, we're certainly
glad that you called, and I tell you what, it's 7:30 now. We're going to see if we can't get, you know, something about this here.
Get down to the bottom of it.
At least by tomorrow morning, we will have something, I promise you.
Sounds good.
Okay, and again, everybody, this is Dave calling in. He says they're not flying the American flag at the School of the Arts, and he understands because it will offend certain people. I just would have to think, because this is a county school, county and state government school, that there's laws that says they have to fly it. See, that's what I assumed. And so, you know, maybe we'll take a look at this before we get real excited about it. But we do appreciate you calling, Dave, and giving us a heads up on it.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thanks. Hey, we got to take a break here. This is Carl on the Bot. 7:22 in the morning on August the 3rd. It's Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. The home of
sunshine, happiness.
Yes, it's going to be
fire
hot today.
And brimstone, and we will bring hell
That's
to you.
Right.
That's right.
It's going to be hot today with a high of 96, a low tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, high with a 93, and tomorrow, low of 64. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You want to go out this weekend and enjoy Kerry Robinson and Greg Duzuela, who will be a jazz duo on the deck. Fabulous. 474-5546. They've got all kinds of wonderful food. Before we took a break, we were talking about the salmonella outbreak. I just want to let you know that basically how they're finding out about this is that half of those who became ill during the current outbreak, whom investigators were able to interview, said they had consumed ground turkey before they got sick. So not to just, you know, go in and throw everything out. It's just that that's something that is... It's kind of like, I suppose, that when the, when we've had these in the past, and you just don't want to, it's just like everything else. Just don't go through your freezer and throw everything out because of the break. Just be careful and pay a close attention.
Yeah, well, you don't want people to get sick there. Hey, Turn Creek Shopping Mall, you know, Battle, the one that had the supervisors vote last night, or I guess it was Monday night, I'm sorry, at midnight, and said, that not only would they approve the mall, they changed the zoning and they did all those things. The battle's not over. The battle has just joined. Now they're going. The people down there are going into getting a putting it on a so we can vote on it on an initiative for November. I assume it's for November, and so that we can vote about whether we want to have that or not. Now the Record Searchlight had a editorial in there today, saying, you know, is this a good idea? Well, in other times, this may not have been a good idea to vote for having that. But now, we are hurting so badly. We're closing down. City government in places that we've had open to help people. We've shut down the jail. We've shut down other places, mental health facilities. And now here's somebody that's coming in here that's going to put $2 million into the economy. Now, is it a long-range plan? Is it the best thing for long-range? And this is according to, and I think Bruce Ross writes these things. And actually, Bruce, I thought he captured it. We're stuck there. We're at a point right now where things are tight and tough. And so do we need the money now? Now, on the other hand, as somebody was talking to me yesterday, said this is some of the best agricultural land that's around here. And if it's the best agricultural land around here, and yet we're not using it, well, because we don't have to use it yet. But what if we did? Now, also, it takes the ambiance of the people living out there and destroys it. In a lot of cases, maybe it doesn't destroy it, but it's, well, if you've got a nice 5-acre parcel and 200 feet away, you've got a parking lot with people off the freeway come rolling in there and live there in their 80-year-old travel trailers, that could be a problem. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like here we are. We're in this situation right now. Bethel Church, who has a plan to run the convention center, is a big thing. So, again, things are happening or things are being caused by this economy and this administration in front of it. We've got to take a break here for the news. We come back, we'll be talking more about what's going on here, Sacramento, and the nation's capital. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are swinging between gains and losses as investors digest a pair of reports showing a mixed picture on the job market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow had swung back into positive territory, up 20 points. A report on private sector job creation came in stronger than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says 114,000 jobs were added in July, more than analysts predicted. More than half of the jobs created can be found at small businesses with fewer than 50 employees. But the latest report from Challenger Grain Christmas shows layoffs soared to a 16-month high in July. The number of planned layoffs jumped 60% last month, with most taking place in the private sector. Both reports come ahead of the monthly Labor Department employment report, which will be issued this Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl on the bot, 7:34 and 39 seconds, because we have an atomic clock here that tells us exactly what
Woo-hoo.
Time it is. 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew. And, yeah, this is some wonderful new things. Coffee of the month is Ethiopian Yirgacheffe. Which is medium flavor, light body, and rich aroma. The drink special for August is Oreo Blaster. Love it. Give me one of those Oreo Blasters. Only $3.50 all month. Tastes like an Oreo cookie milkshake with the jolt of espresso. No, I didn't have any this morning, but I think I'm going to tomorrow ask someone to bring me one. Okay, so September is going to be the cigar rolling event. That is going to be spectacular.
We're going to be down there with a professional cigar roller. He's going to teach people how to roll their own cigars.
And, of course, August 25th is a free cigar night for all of those. We have a phone call waiting, I believe.
Yeah, Jay, good morning. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, welcome
to the
program.
How are you?
Doing great. You know, if I recall correctly, this mall that is being proposed, it's going to be in the county, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my question, this really is a question, is that though I understand the need for the county to get better, you know, more revenue sources, isn't this basically just going to draw away a lot of revenue from Anderson and Redding rather than really make the pie bigger?
Well, you know, that's what I'm thinking. Then you have Costco on the other end of it. So if I was Anderson, I'd be concerned because, you know, if people come from Redding, first of all, how many people go to the Anderson, you know, the outlet mall there from Redding? Or is it just like, you know, people coming up from different spots? If they're coming from Redding, they're coming down to the 5, they see this other mall, depending on what kind of anchor stores they have. And trust me, they do probably have, you know, they do have anchor stores. They wouldn't be building it unless they had something. So is that going to cost Anderson? I would be a little concerned about that. And then you go the opposite direction with Costco. It's way out there. And they're saying, well, it's going to grow. Well, they needed room for a gas station. And what are they trying to get people off the 5 for that? And to get people out there. You know, I mean, this whole thing is, you know, it's like we've got 6 restaurants right now, or 7 restaurants right now, Jay. They're getting ready to open up in the next 6 weeks right here in Redding. Seven restaurants.
I'm all for jobs, you know, but my question is, would it take away and close businesses and the now existing places and the people just go to the new place? I mean, are we just basically shifting around employees as the places close and open, or are we really getting some sustained growth? I mean, these are really questions. I honestly don't know the answers to them.
Well, you know, Gary Katz are with us. Gary, what you got, Gary?
Well, I also would like to bring into the conversation is sales tax agreements, which have been mentioned over and over again. In the state of California, there has never been a sales tax agreement between governments for money to go into general funds. Now, having said that, there have been sales tax agreements to build, like, the Long Beach Freeway. L.A. City, L.A. County, Long Beach went together, and it was a project with an end with a certain amount of money. But there's never been a sales tax agreement that's been put together to put money into a general fund that would pay salaries, benefits, and other expenses of a government entity. So it has never been done before in the state of California, so it's probably not going to be done now.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jay, thanks for the phone call. I think we just lost him anyway. It's because it was too long an answer. You know, we go into 3-sentence answers, Gary. And if you go into the 4-sentence, you can just watch the dial start dropping right then. No, I'm just kidding, Gary. Gary Katz here. He was going to talk a little bit about that.
So happy that you're here. What a time we've been going through.
I want to talk about a couple other things, too, is that, you know, before we get there, and we want to comment on this, because was there a lot of stuff going on at the city council last night?
Yeah, but it was a rather slow
Let's talk about those stuff. The National Night Out last night was a huge success.
Yep.
Right here in Redding. You know, all the people got together with their neighbors and they talked with each other and they got to know each other. And the you know, the police were there, and the firemen were there, and all that. And what it is it's just, you know, making your neighborhood safer. And in today's climate, we have to do that because we're getting all these cutbacks where we have less police, we have less fire, we have less sheriff's deputies. And starting, as we heard yesterday from the Shasta County Public Defender, our realignment begins in October, and we're going to start getting 25 to 35 of these recalcitrant felons a month. Coming back to town here.
A month.
Now, we see it says 500 to 700, but they're not going to turn them all loose at one time. Well, thank you.
Yeah, but over 10 months, though.
It adds up quick.
That's right.
And there's supposed to be money coming with it, but you know, Jeff Gorder, who was on here yesterday, and did a real good job of explaining the things that are going there that still have to be done, is the fact that they've got a committee of Jeff and the probation guys and, you know, Chief Hansen and Sheriff Basenko, and I'm sure from the DA's office. How are they going to handle this? Where are they going to put them, all these? I mean, this is like a steady stream of one a day, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's one a day. Mm-hmm. That's going to, or more than one a day, is going to hit our streets.
That's right.
So, you know, so there's national night outs. The you know what? People get together and for your neighborhood watch. Everything you can do, every police agency says, we are the ones that make the difference, the community, that we can call. When we see something wrong, we call.
I just think we need to be aware, and of course we have to take a break here in a moment, but for me, a female, I just don't. It's like everything else. How do you keep optimistic? How do you keep positive? And I don't want to buy into the fear. I mean, right now, with what's going on, and even on like our community level, Gary, we could be, you know, I know that yesterday, I got calls from people that said, you know, the day the music died. Mm-hmm. With the convention center. Those people were fighting so hard and didn't want to see this change happen. Yeah. And guess what? Turn Creek Bottom. Things that are happening. Okay, we've got inmates that are being let out. So before we close our eyes and before we know it, if we're not active, it happens. And that's what happens. We are so used to being a complacent society.
We're so used
to having the easy life that we don't realize it can happen in a heartbeat. So we have to be prepared. Not negative. Prepared.
We've got to be proactive. And what happened is we got to take a break. But proactive is what we've got to be from now on. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:41:57 according to the atomic clock, and this is Free Fire Radio.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at 5starbank.com. 5 Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good bump music there, just pop. 7:45 in the morning, August the 3rd. Our guest here is Gary Cadd, and we're going to talk about what happened at the Civic Center. But first, we're going to talk to Don. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Don, what's up?
What a disaster we're in. They're putting inmates in the jail, which can't hold them, which if they're going to be in there for a long time, you could have possible riots. You're putting ex-felons on the streets. Remember the movie Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Hey, you need to turn your radio down, Don.
Okay,
Don?
Thank you. Yeah, it's off, but I'm on it. Remember the movie Escape from New York?
Is that sound on your computer, Linda?
Anyway, we ought to change our name to Escape from Reading.
Escape from Reading, that's a good idea. Hey, Don, you don't have to turn down your radio. We got Just Bob here pushing buttons, and who knows what the hell he's pushing, because he hasn't pushed the right one yet. Okay.
That's been years, but if they put people in that jail, it's not equipped for long-term stays. You're going to have riots and all kinds of problems. These people are used to being incarcerated in Susanville and other places where they have... They can go outside, they can exercise, they have a store, they've got all kinds of things to do, where in the local jail they do not. Our people are not trained to handle. You've got almost minimum wage people. You got felons on the street. I mean, we're in a disaster mode. Jokingly, we are escaped from Reading pretty soon.
Well, we've just got a lot of things that have to be done. And the thing about it with these ones that are coming in, they're supposed to be non-violent. Non-sexual, and I think what the other one was non-security, you know, risk, that the three nons. And when I heard that, I thought, if that's the case, if it's just that, why don't we just stand them in the corner without their lunch, if they're such good kids? But they're not. And so this is something, again, Don, thanks for bringing it up, because that is something that we need to be addressing. So, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. Okay. Gary Cadd's here. It was a slow council meeting, as you said. However, they did talk about something about with the Shasta Forest Service.
Yes,
the National Forest Service.
Mayor MacArthur put an issue on the agenda to request the U.S. Forest Service to make a presentation regarding its decision to restrict public access to U.S. forest locations in Northern California. And this is a fantastic idea to get Susan Hayward to come in and speak before council on the road closures, because there's so many people, Big Gum, Trinity, there's just a whole litany of off-road areas that the U.S. Forest is trying to close down. And I know that folks have been trying to get the U.S. Forest Service folks to come in and talk. I think that you, Carl...
Well, you know, the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0
mm-hmm.
against the closing of these roads. They used Hayward and her crew of other... in her bureaucracy, because she is not an elected official, she's appointed, said that the State Patrol said these roads were unsafe. Well, the State Patrol backs off, so we never said that. So this is a choice made by Sharon Hayward herself, because this is done by individuals in each one of the forests. Not all the forests close their roads.
Mm-hmm.
The Shasta County Board of Supervisors, in a 5-0 vote, said don't do this. She ignored that. So now the city of Reading is going to have her come in and explain this. Well, we've asked her 56 times to come on the radio show and just say hello. Wait, what's going on here with this? Of course, she has turned down every one of them. This is a busy lady.
Well, one thing you have to keep in mind also is the county of Modoc some years back instituted coordination. And the U.S. Forest Service came in, and the Forest Service has to coordinate with the county, with the local government. In that case, it's the county government up there to coordinate on the closures up there. And MODOC has been able to stop the wholesale closing of roads up there. And this is something that needs to be done within the city of Reading and the county of Shasta.
No, I agree. But the guys up at the gent up in MODOC worked with them. So far, from everything I've read, is that she has not worked with the Board of Supervisors. And, in fact, I thought there was a little piece of legislation floating around I thought I saw a while ago that said they don't have to. You know, this is just, you know, just stop bothering us. You know, yes, you pay the taxes. Yes, you know, it's in your county. But, and yes, I'm not elected. Yes, I'm appointed over this, but I don't really have to respond to you people. I don't have to respond to what you say. I don't even have to listen to you. Which is essentially is what she's done. She has kicked dirt in our face. So if the city of Reading can do something about it, hey, I'm all for that. I'll be there. I want to see it. I'll cheer.
Well, there's a group of citizens in Shasta County. Sylvia Mulligan is the leader of this group, and I am a member of it in studying on coordination. And we're moving forward and going to force the U.S. Forest Service to coordinate with local government on closing these roads.
Well, if we're talking about Sharon Haywood, if that's who we're talking about, you remember there was a protest with Tom Basinko was there about the closing of these roads, and there were armed guards, a bunch of them.
Yeah, they were afraid of us.
They were, you know, for this group of people that showed up to say, hey, don't close our roads, so they had armed guards everywhere. Now, this shows you the mentality of this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, bureaucratic thugs.
Unelected bureaucrats.
Well, that's unelected, but okay. But they're still not. When the entire Board of Supervisors and hundreds of people stand up and say, listen to what we're saying, and she ignored it.
Well, legally, she has to, by federal law, they have to coordinate. If we go through the steps with our local government,
okay,
they have to coordinate.
Yes.
Well, it's how they stop the Texas, that NAFTA freeway, that the quarter-mile-wide swath of property was going to go from the Mexican border to the Canadian border.
Good luck, City of Reading. Let's launch that good ship lollipop.
Let's get after it.
All right.
It can be done.
Well, you know what? We're right here. You know, frankly, I think that that we should have a say what happens in our counties.
Well, right. It's our property, our money.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about a couple other things here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 752-05-0607, according to the atomic clock, and this is Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
10-8 four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long tub frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 69 degrees here on KCNR 1460. We're looking towards a high today of 96 degrees tonight. Mostly clear with a low of around 65. This is great barbecue weather. Just love it. Our good friends brought us some bamboo yesterday, and we loved it. Just, yeah.
Not to
Thank
eat,
you.
But it's planted.
Yeah, just planted. Just super great. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93, mostly clear. Tomorrow night with a low of 64. And it looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have great weather to go outside below the triple digits, 95, 94, 93. Great time to ride and enjoy the beautiful North State. That I know we're talking about a lot of things that are like, oh, but anyway, so enjoy yourselves and be careful and be safe and enjoy, enjoy what we have up here.
Let's enjoy Gary Cadd. Gary, yes. What else happened last night?
Well, at the start of the meeting, the public comment for non-agendized matters came up. There was a lady and two small children to step forward, and I really apologize for not getting her name. But she stepped forward, went to the mic, and she was holding her little daughter, and her son was standing alongside of her. And she was wanting to thank the city for the park system, and it was a neat little presentation she did. But at the start of her presentation, she introduced her daughter, who she was holding, and then she introduced her son, and it was really cute because he wasn't tall enough to be seen over the dais, so he put his little hand up and waved to the crowd as he did it. But it was neat to see someone come in and talk to the council and thank them for our fabulous park system that we have. And then also citizens George Clark and Randy Faulkner got up and spoke before council on possible ways of saving money in the future on some of the pension plans. So it was.
Did they vote on the cut? Or they're not going. They're not going to cut as much from the non-represented employees.
Wasn't yes,
that something I saw.
Yes, they did. They got
and Jones voted against it because he said, "Wait a minute, they're getting raises here." Or something.
Well, yes, they cut the 10% decrease down to 3%. The thing with it is, these particular folks were getting particularly hammered at a higher percentage than has happened in the past. But the real problem with it is this last night should have gone through, and some of the previous contracts that have been let so far, that have been signed so far this year since January, probably should have had deeper cuts because we're needing to put more firemen and more policemen back on the street. And the only way we're going to do that is by saving money. And we're saving money in benefits. And, of course, police and fire take up 65.3% of the general fund as a whole. So that's really where the cuts need to be coming from. But to balance everything out, they did give them basically a 7% freebie. Grace period. So they did cut back. But they could have. One of the options was to give them a 5% raise. Well, you give them a 5% raise, number one, that raise can't be retracted back later, and plus the fact it's going to increase the cost of PERS payments.
Yeah.
Retirement.
Okay. So it's been a busy week. that the city and the board of supervisors got, they found a way to make almost a lot of make everybody unhappy at one time.
Just about.
I mean, you know it, that, you know what? And, you know, you read the threads in the Reading.com. I don't do them a lot, but they're so often they you know, and some of them are funny. And this one guy who has really been, you know, really a liberal, you know, in the sense the way he writes. I mean, I don't know what he is. I don't even know if it's a him. It could be a her. Said, all of a sudden I find myself agreeing with Patrick Jones. What is the world coming to? You know, and I sat there.
Too.
Yeah, I sat there. I thought that was funny. Okay, here we got to take a break here for the news. Coming back with Reading Fire Chief Kevin Crichton will be here, and we're going to be talking, you know, like defensible space. We're going to be talking about the conditions of the fire.
And also a market update. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Hey.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is China a shady rat? There's a new report coming out today looking into some high-profile computer hacking with some big U.S. targets. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
It's considered the most extensive case of cyber spying ever, targeting 72 networks, including U.S. defense contractors, the United Nations, U.S. Energy Department, and the Associated Press. Internet security firm McAfee is releasing a report on what is dubbed Operation Shady Rat. Rat means remote access tool. Most analysts believe the source of every one of the cyber attacks is in China and could date back to 2006. Dave?
Jared, on Wall Street, we're seeing some more selling. The Dow's down about 90 amid new reports that orders to U.S. factories dropped slightly, and the U.S. service sector grew at the slowest pace in 17 years. And also, we're looking to Cairo. He used to rule in Egypt.
Muhammad Hosni.
And today he laid down in court. Hosni Mubarak, on trial, charged with ordering the killing of protesters in the mass uprising that ousted him. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Cairo.
Dave, the reviled leader reduced to a hospital bed in a metal cage, now facing the death penalty. Mubarak looked weak, although the 83-year-old said to be suffering heart problems was cleanly shaven with his hair freshly dyed black. He showed a spark of his former demeanor as he denied all charges against him in a strong voice, waving a finger as if admonishing the court. He is expected to stay in a military hospital here. His next court date is the 15th. Dave?
Courtney, a teenage girl in Australia has been freed after she was trapped in her home for about 10 hours right near what's believed to have been a bomb. Police would not confirm reports it was tethered to her.
We're also working very hard to ensure the welfare of the family.
New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Murdoch. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. The Home Depot has guaranteed low prices on all your decking needs. Plus, you'll find a large selection of wood and composites from brands you trust, like Veranda and Trex, in stock every day, and all with a guaranteed low price. Savings like that can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Think dirty. It's what we do at the Fram Proving Grounds. We're obsessed with dirt, or rather, obsessed with stopping dirt from damaging your engine. That's why Fram oil filters get the dirt test. From larger flecks down to grains as tiny as 5 microns, they're pumped with obscene amounts of dirt. So you can roll through any dust bowl knowing Fram filters trap those nasty little dirt particles to help keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. We think dirty so engines can run clean. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the best dirty thinking at Fram.com.
Still a lot of fighting in Syria. Gunfire and heavy shelling as Syrian tanks roll through the city of Hama, where human rights activists claim more than 100 have died since Sunday in attacks on anti-government protesters, prompting a UN Security Council meeting this morning. A big drug bust in Britain.
The drugs found inside a posh yacht, 1.2 tons of cocaine, $500 million or so, stored as bricks inside a secret compartment that took almost a week to find. The yacht first identified by French authorities in the Caribbean. They watched it being hauled onto a ship trunk transporter, and then brought to Britain en route for Holland. And the bust here was back in June, only now is it being revealed, along with several arrests this week in Holland. In London, Alistair Wangton, Fox News Radio.
A baby girl is dead in Minnesota after falling from a ninth-floor apartment window in St. Paul last night. Witnesses say they saw older kids leaning in and out of the window, playing and laughing, right before the 11-month-old fell out. Investigators are recovering stray bullets from a home and a business in Rapid City, South Dakota, the day after a shootout in the street left a police officer dead.
It was supposed to be a routine stop when three Rapid City cops approached a group of men at an intersection yesterday. Officials say the men were acting suspicious and alcohol may have been involved when one suddenly pulled a gun. Ruth Shank witnessed what happened next.
There was a guy shooting at him from the corner. They were in the street shooting back at him. Very scary, very upsetting.
One officer killed in the shootout, the other two seriously wounded, the suspect hit by return fire. James Ryan McCandless is the first member of the force killed in the line of duty since 1985. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
It is another very hot day in parts of the South. Excessive heat warnings stretch from Missouri down to Texas. It's already 97 degrees now in Fort Worth. It could set another record today. It was a record 110 in Dallas yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 8:05, August the 3rd.
Your birthday's in a couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. I'll be 42 years old.
And tomorrow our president is 50.
Who?
Obama's turning 50 tomorrow.
Well, I hope he... You know what? I'm going to write him a letter. You know, because, you know, I'm older. I've been through things. I've had a real job. I've run a business. I've been in the military. All those things he's never done. And I'm going to write him a letter and say, you know what? This is what I've learned in the last 62 years.
You know, in our first hour, we got a call from Dave, who is a contractor working out at the School of Arts. And he had mentioned something about that there's no flagpole or American flag that is being flown. And he had asked about it, and they said, I don't know who they are, but we're asking our listeners, and we're doing an outreach about what we want to get to the bottom of this, of why if there was the comment that it makes some people uncomfortable, we want to find out who's in charge.
I just find it, you know, and I it's not that I disbelieve Dave at all, because he's there, he got the word, that the Reading School of Arts doesn't fly this flag because it can offend certain people. I'm thinking that, I'm just thinking, in my heart, I hope it's something else, that it wouldn't be that. I mean, first of all, they're a county, city school, state school. I think they have to fly the flag. But thanks for the phone call, Dave, and we are checking this out. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to try and reach somebody out there. Okay, we also want to talk about the Nation of Patriot and Reading Harley Owners Group and Missing in America Project. Members, we're going to be passing the national flag, the Patriot flag, across 48 states in honor of past, present, and future veterans. The flag's going to arrive in Reading on Friday out there at Anderson Walmart at 11:20. You want to get there around 11 o'clock, and the flag's going to be escorted on Highway 273 and Twin View Boulevard to reception at Reading Harley-Davidson. Flag will then be escorted to Medford, Oregon on Saturday. This is something that, it's to bring recognition to our veterans. And it says past, present, and future. Those ones that are joining now, we have friends of ours, Sharon and Jerry Clark's son, is down at boot camp right now, along with seven other of his friends down at boot camp at San Diego in the Marine Corps.
So come ride with us.
We're going to be riding there. So, you know,
it's going to be your birthday. It's a great way to, not just that, but I'm just talking about the fact that, you know, celebrate life and celebrate our freedom and the little mementos and moments of your time to be appreciative of the flag. It's demonstrating your patriotism, and what a great way to spend an afternoon in a short Harley ride. Anyway, so that's happening again at Walmart and Anderson. We'll be there at 11:20, gathering in order to ride back. And then where's the next drop?
The other organization we want to thank is Families Honoring Our Troops. who last night up at Dana and Hilltop had a kind of a flag line vigil for the Gulf War, people who have served in the Gulf War. In the Gulf War era, which, by the way, started on August 2nd, 1990, so that's, 21 years ago, that started with when Saddam Hussein came across the border into Kuwait. And so the Gulf War era has not ended. It is still going on, and the families honoring our troop were out there just to pay homage to those veterans who have served during this time frame for our country.
And before we go to our guest, I do want to acknowledge you chat packers talking about what's happening at Churn Creek Bottom. And I would love to have Mario Occasion on again. We support the organic farmers down in Churn Creek Bottom. I'd be curious to see what's happening in her life and how this is going to affect her. You'll see her at the farmers market, and we get once a month a box that so we can support them, that's delivered with what's seasonal in her organic vegetables, and that's the Mary Occasion. So I know you guys are talking about her in the chat pack, and yeah, she's really, really a nice person, and her husband, and this is a local business, obviously, that they're doing organic farming. But anyway, let's go to our guest.
Let's take a quick break first, and then we'll come back to our guest, Reading Police Chief Kevin Crichton.
All right.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart annual estate sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex all-organic mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery, and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart annual estate sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Chester County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, and we're having our business a minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 74 points at 11,792. The S&P 500 is down 7 at 1246. And the NASDAQ is down 12 at 2657. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 7 at $9.42. Ford Motor Corporation down 24 cents at $11.61. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 28 cents at $14.55, and Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $3.93. Turning to the bond market, we're finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.56%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $24.10 at $16.68.60. Silver is up $1.47 at $41.57, and crude oil is down $1.52 at $92.27. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors LLC for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. You know what? We've had people on talking about gold and silver. Went up $24 in a day in silver. Everybody is talking. It's up its highest it's been, and this is the longest drop that Wall Street's had since 2008.
Well, we said we have to correct ourselves, because with us right now is our fire chief Kevin Kreitman. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Going at one time, so I just introduced. Well, you know what. You're not. Are you going to try for being the police chief? Just ask me. Since
no.
You have. Okay. Let's just clear that up. Here's the other question. Are you planning on leaving?
No.
Okay. Because it seems like the people we have on here, the next, right after they get off the show, they're leaving. And I hope it's not something we say.
Well, Chief Kreitman, when you came in today, we started talking at the break. Give us something positive. I know you were saying, let's talk about some things that we're doing. There's a lot of doom and gloom. And so let's go on the bright side of things. What's going on?
Well, there's a number of things going on, throughout the community and in the fire department. So far this year, we haven't had a real bad fire season.
Hallelujah.
With the weather, it's cooperating. But unfortunately, as we know, history shows that we have that potential, and we always have that potential in this community. Probably one of the big things that I'm excited that I finally have seen since we've came here is this last month we implemented priority medical dispatching in the city of Reading. And that's something that I've been aware of and in previous system worked with for over 20 years.
Okay, for the layman, priority medical dispatching, break that down.
It's essentially what it is prior to this going into place, and it's actually been in process working through ShASCOM and through a generous grant from Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were able to purchase the program and put that on to their computer systems, and they've been working with that and giving pre-arrival instructions and things. But primarily what it does, prior to that, any time a medical call came in the city, that was determined that needed a fire response as well, we were sent to. So it could be anything from the gamut. What the priority medical dispatching does now is when there is a medical and someone calls in to the 911 center, what will happen is they ask some very specific questions. And based on how those questions are, the call gets prioritized in one of five levels. It's an Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, essentially is what it does, and with an echo being the highest, and that's usually if someone's in cardiac or respiratory arrest.
And a cat in a tree?
Cat in a tree is not a medical.
Okay.
But essentially what that does then is it allows us to look at sending the appropriate resources for the appropriate call. So the other big aspect of that is, based on those questions, and the dispatchers, once they dispatch the emergency responses, depending on the call, could give pre-arrival instructions. So if someone's in cardiac arrest, and get pre-arrival instructions for CPR, choking, things like that. So for an example, essentially what we're responding to now is Bravo and above. So what would be an Alpha would be an ambulance-only non-emergency. And we don't respond to those calls anymore in the city of Reading unless there's not an ambulance available, which unfortunately occurs fairly regularly, or they get on scene and the call is more serious than maybe what they've seen, or they need assistance. Maybe a patient in an upper story or based on size or something. For the safety of moving a patient, they need additional assistance. One of the other nice things about it is it's not uncommon for us to have overlapping calls. And for an example, we may get dispatched to a Bravo, and then simultaneously another call come in in that same district that's a more serious, an echo, that engine company now can make a determination and say, that call's more serious, we're going to divert to the echo, dispatch the next closest unit to the Bravo.
Now, does this slow down, you all arriving?
No, actually, when you look at the way the system works, there's more questions that are asked initially for the callers, but it allows to make sure that the appropriate resources are being sent.
Yeah, because right now you're launching 80%. You said of your trips out of the fire station are medical, and probably how many of those are probably non-emergencies?
Probably, you know, we probably averaged in the past of that 80%, probably 20 to 30%.
Okay, that 80%, so 20 to 30%, let's just take the middle, 25% of what you launch on aren't even medical emergencies that could be handled by somebody, they had a car, could drive them someplace, or the ambulance service coming in.
And those are the type of calls that we're now no longer responding to.
How much would you say that cost the fire department and the taxpayers?
When you look at the cost, it's really difficult to put a cost because, you know, it's, and when you look at where we are and the amount of time and drive. So it's really difficult to come up with an exact cost when you look at.
But it is costly.
There is a cost associated with it.
Because this just leads me down this path here. That's one of the things that you're doing. You're able, you know, if we can stop rolling on 25% of those calls, that's going to be able to save enough money that we can use it in another spot.
Well, if
they could ever figure out
when you look at our budget, it doesn't have that much of an impact. We're still having, you know, our costs. The main thing is that it makes sure that we're available for that, the call that's most appropriate for us to be responding to.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we do have some questions from the chat pack. We want to make sure that we follow up with the questions that you guys are asking for our special guest today, which is Chief Kevin Kreitman, who's our fire chief here in Reading. But we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
You know, the Brady Bunch had 6 kids, and John and Kate had 8. But this summer, you'll find they are cheaper by the dozen at the Riverfront Playhouse in Reading. Cheaper by the Dozen is a play based upon the real-life story of efficiency experts Frank and Lillian Gilbreth and their 12 children. Cheaper by the Dozen is directed by Jet Thomas and features a cast of 17 kids and 13 adults. Come and see how many of them you know. Opens July 16th and continues through August 13th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note that our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Reading or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net. And remember, they're cheaper by the dozen.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727. Get
away. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 here. Oh, yeah. All right, we're starting to get our coffee kicking in. 77 degrees here, and we are so excited to have Kevin Kreitman, who's a fire chief here. Chief Kreitman. And, you know, many of you in the... Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you.
And also, we have the chat room. You guys are... See, I think it's over hump day. And you know what? After everything that's been going on with our nation, our world, and our community, we know more than ever that we have to be involved, tuned in, turned on, and with it. So that's exactly what we try to do here at Free Fire. Like, you guys are... If you're up and you're texting, we're going to pay attention. If you're up on the chat room. So one of the questions was about CERT. Tell us about that program.
Well, CERT is a community emergency response teams, and it's a federal program that is done in some areas. And unfortunately, it's not something that we have been able to do in this community because of the our staffing. It's usually something that's done through the Fire Prevention Bureau, and we've seen significant cuts in that area, and even prior to our budget reductions, we only had one person that spent a portion of their time in the public education field on that. It's a beneficial tool, but it's time intensive, and when we look at trying to prioritize where we are with our staffing currently, unfortunately, it's just not an area that we have been able to do anything.
Well, Chief, I'm sure that, because, you know, I know we've had emergency preparedness shows here on KCNR, and, you know, we have a couple of people in the chat room talking about their go bags and what they do with their animals and the grooming and their meds and whatever they got to do. They're ready to go. But let's talk about with the services here, with the fire department, the police department, you know, is there some kind of program or something online or a class that we can take that would talk about what would happen if there was some kind of disaster here in the Reading area or Shasta County?
Probably one of the biggest things for people to be prepared for a major disaster is to make sure that they can be self-sufficient for 72 hours. And there's a lot of different websites. American Red Cross and others have information on their sites as far as what you can get. And there's a lot of commercial kits that people can get. But that's probably one of the biggest things for it, because anytime you have a major emergency, and for our area, probably the biggest thing is wildland and things. You know, we don't have a lot of earthquake hazards and stuff here. But anytime you have, it's going to take at least 72 hours. You know, you need to try to be self-sufficient for that first 72 hours, because it takes that long before you get the resources in to an area, usually, to be able to manage it.
All right. So we are taking your calls here at KCNR, 605-4567 is the hotline, and, of course, KCNR1460.com. We have some more questions, of course.
Well, you know, have we exercised our I just got back, and I had some things I was doing outside the studio. But have we exercised our communications ability, our command center, getting everybody together? Have we had a mass casualty drill lately?
We
Is that already asked? I'm sorry.
We actually did the last mass casualty drill we did was actually a drill just recently out at the airport, and it's something that we're required to do on an annual basis.
Oh, great.
So there was a mass casualty drill.
How massive was it?
I believe it was based on the type of aircraft we have, and I think it was involving approximately 20 passengers for that. So, and then one of the things that we're doing, and we're actually right now going through and doing an update of the city's emergency response plan, which is
great
for major emergencies that we're doing. We've had a lot of turnover in city staff and things, and so we're coming in and rewriting that. And we're actually having some discussions and doing more joint training and stuff with the county and the other agencies as well, looking at some of those. So we're in the process of doing some major updates to that.
I would like to see, and not to interrupt here, as we talk about, you know, of course, on the front page today, I was talking about it was the neighborhood get-together. As we do neighborhood watch, I think it's really something that would be important where you have one of your local policemen that come to talk about what happens with Neighborhood Watch. Within that same community, within the neighborhood, there would be a drill that everybody knew the maybe the names and the numbers of their neighbors and were able to, in case of emergency, know this block was going to be able to take care of itself. And I don't know if that's something that people have talked about. What's the drill there within your community?
Yeah, the other thing too is that we went down to and we had the opportunity to go to a statewide meeting down in Sacramento last week, I think.
Last Tuesday.
And it was, it was from, responders from all over the state, and we saw the emergency center they had down there. With it looked like the closest thing I could envision or could explain it as was, it's the same kind of combat operations center you would have. So everybody has their own computers and phones and people running back and forth if they have to use it.
Like a hub.
And that would be my whole thing was if we have this, do we exercise on a regular basis? Do we get the people in there? Do we crank it up? Do we say, okay, we're going to have to, maybe there's 25 or 30 people that this caused a problem with, et cetera, et cetera.
I think one of the things that's important to recognize with an emergency operations center, when an emergency operations center gets open, that the primary focus of that emergency operations center is to make sure that they're providing the assistance to what's going on in the field. So as far as dealing with the emergency, we're doing that every day when we're going out and dealing with emergencies, setting up our incident command system and things like that. So when you look at an EOC, for example, emergency operations center, the primary focus of that is to make sure that they're meeting the needs of the resource needs in the field. And that's one of the biggest challenges we have in this community is because of our lack of resources. Okay. And that's where one of our first challenges comes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Ruth, you're on the line. If you can hold on past the news and a couple of announcements
right
on the side, we will have you. We'll be asking the chief a question. Our guest is Reading Fire Chief Kevin Crichton.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It may be the ninth straight trading day the Dow Industrials lose ground, right now falling 59 points after a 266-point drop yesterday. Why have Wall Street arrows been pointing lower?
Today we heard that the service sector dropped in July. We saw factory orders dropping in June. We did see the private sector add 114,000 jobs, so that's not going to do a whole lot for the confidence of investors who are waiting for Friday's non-farm payrolls number, which is expected to remain right around 9.2% for the unemployment rate.
Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster on Wall Street. An 18-year-old woman in Australia has been freed unharmed after 10 tense hours being trapped at home in a well-to-do suburb of Sydney, stuck near a suspicious device that may have been strapped to her. Police say it's too early to know if she was the victim of an extortion plot. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than six new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading Dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting and Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. That's right, man's last stronghold. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, like stepping back into time, into a barbershop where they give great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts for veterans, and they also have the place for great conversation. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
Let's go to the phones.
Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, yesterday there was a fire at 299 in Middle Creek on the west side in near Old Shasta. And at the time, I was home, and I was alerted to the fire by the helicopter flying over my house. And so I went out to look to see what was going on, knowing that there had to be a fire close. And then, of course, invoked my plan to get my animals and what have you out in case we needed to evacuate. However, Cal Fire did a great job. They had the fire out. They had planes. It was awesome. My question to the chief is that Shascom has the reverse 911. And there are a lot of elderly folks and folks in this area that do need the extra time to get out or at least prepare. Why isn't that system utilized more in fires? I would have loved to have known and got my planning gear before having the helicopters over my house. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you. Chief.
Well, one of the things normally in that, and of course this was one of, as you mentioned, was a Cal Fire response, but normally as far as anything going out in advisory, it's usually what Shascom does, it's based on what the incident commander is requesting from them to do. So whoever is the incident commander on an incident, usually if they feel that there's a need and there's a concern that they need to have an evacuation or have someone shelter in place in an incident, they are usually the ones that will give Shascom that direction to utilize and make the request for the utilization of the reverse 911 system. So that's not something that they're going to do automatically. So once the emergency responders arrive on scene and if they see that there's a hazard, normally that request will come and then it'll go back to Shascom for that notification.
Okay, well, is there, okay,
I, so, still. But the idea of using it, though,
still,
something like that is,
I mean,
so
who
would initiate that?
Normally, who would initiate it would be the incident commander on scene or the initial responders if they see that there's a direct threat. They're the ones that would be making that call out then at that point and asking for that to be put in place and for them to make that initial. Because one of the things they need to do is tell them the areas that they need to identify for that to go out so that they have the area and what the message is. Do they want them to shelter in place? Where they want them to go? Because we want to make sure of it. You don't want people just leaving, because you have to keep in mind you're trying to get, especially if you're on a long, narrow road or something.
You're trying to get,
you
know, you're
you
trying to
make
get
sure you get resources in. So you need to make sure that that's coordinated. So that's usually coming from the incident commander or someone the incident commander assigns to that.
Yeah, well, we've had that happen. We've had the reverse 911.
Yeah, that's when we had somebody on the loose that broke out of prison or something like that. And it was, you know, but anyway, I'm just wondering, and I'm going along with Ruth, I'm just, you know, thinking if I were in her shoes and I wanted to find, just give me information. So not everybody can go out and buy a scanner and get tuned in, correct? Or can the average, can a citizen do that?
Anyone can get a scanner.
That could find out what was going on through the scanner? Or how about on an AM, if you have an AM radio? Of course, everybody needs an AM radio for emergency broadcast, but is there something that they can tune into that would talk about everything that was going on within the community where they could tune in as well?
Well, normally, you know, there's a number of ways, I guess, they can, you know, if they're interested in hearing what's going on, they can look at the scanners. And I think there's actually, you know, some of the various news organizations around us have, you know, those even online. And I know there's others online, you know, programs online that you can take a look at. But normally, if there's something that, you know, we see a need for an immediate evacuation, not only are they going to use reverse 911, but they're also going to use an emergency alert system, you know, and get that out through the local media as well, if it's something that's, you know, direct threat.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the things we talk about, we're getting ready for the year, and you brought it up. And again, I left the studio for a couple of minutes. Was smoke detectors? Have we hit that one yet? Checking those smoke detectors, making sure your home's ready in case there's an emergency, in case there is a fire.
You know, a number of things when we're looking at, and it's extremely important that the community can help us with is avoiding, you know, preventing fires from the first place. And one of the things, especially you know from a wildland fire standpoint, is making sure you have adequate clearances around your house. Ideally, you know, we're looking at 100 feet. If you've got trees and stuff, keep any wood away from your homes. If you have wood-burning fireplaces, keep that out and away. Keep your grass, you know, if you got dry grasses, keep them trimmed and things. Trees, try to limit them up at least 6 feet so you don't have the potential of fires getting into that so that we can have that. And the main thing, especially during the summers, be careful with the operation of power equipment outside on dry, hot days, and especially when we have wind, smoking and things like that. And then when we're talking about structure fires, and I think we've talked about this before, but one of the things a lot of people do not understand today, that today's fires with what we have in our homes, it's a much different fire. And you can have as little as 3 minutes to escape from the time you hear your smoke detector. And that smoke detector is a critical aspect to letting people know that they have a problem, especially at night when they're sleeping. And smoke detectors have a life on them. And if you have smoke detectors that are over 10 years old, they need to be replaced. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon for us to go out on fires and people have a smoke detector that has been working or something. They've removed batteries. A lot of the newer, most all the newer construction are required to have 110 plus battery backup. But some of the others, you know, it's not uncommon for people to pull batteries out of them.
Especially if they start squeaking in the middle of the night, they pull them out and they just
and then forget.
And they forget. And
so this is a good reminder. Absolutely. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, we have some more questions from the chat packers and our chat room here. Our guest is Chief
Kevin Kreitman.
Kreitman. We'll be right back after these messages.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:44 in the morning. It's August 3rd. 80 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lamb. On-site lab, been in the business for 20 years. We put our eyes in his hands. Well, not exactly, but he does look at them. No insurance, don't worry about it. He can take care of that for you. The whole staff there is well-trained. It's a great operation. Glasses for the whole family and the great and latest designs in progressive lenses.
I'm trying
right?
to get ready. I'm used to mine. I've got them actually on right now. But
that's right.
They look good.
They do. Yeah, doctor, you look great in them. Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. Your eyes are too important to ignore.
Now, you know, I screwed up before the break, and I went, Chief, I just want to make sure I say your name right. And I am getting used to my glasses, so I'm going between the, you know, the whatever you call the bifocal thing and the progressive lenses. Anyway, Kevin Kreitman, and I want to call you Chief Kreitman. So welcome back to the program, and we do have a couple acknowledgments and questions from the chat packers.
We do, and the first one is talk to us about the fire that we had right here in Reading that took the whole Reading fire department, all the trucks, and then help on that.
That was the motel fire we had on Market Street, and that was a fire that started on the exterior of the building, went up, and actually got into the attic, and was a significant fire, utilized all of our resources, required all of our resources and resources of assistance from both county and surrounding apartments around us. One of the big challenges we have is when you look at our staffing and the way we are spread out in this community, and we're a city of 65 square miles, so when that fire came in, the battalion chief that was on duty actually could see a pretty good header, and it was what we call a first alarm assignment, which was for our stations. He immediately requested a second alarm, which brought all of our stations in, and prior to arrival, based on what he was seeing, requested a third alarm, which brought in county resources at that point. One of the challenges we have with our staffing is when you look at a fire, we're pretty much staffed to deal with a single-family dwelling fire and, you know, of about 2,000 square feet. So when you have a large fire, it quickly strips our resources and requires us to ask for additional assistance. And one of the other challenges we had with this fire was not only did we have the motel on fire, but the commercial occupancy that was directly to the south of it also had fire that extended to it. So we were actually dealing with two structures. So not being able to concentrate on just the one structure initially and actually having to make sure that we stopped the fire so we didn't have multiple buildings involved as well as the motel was a challenge. So when you look at that, it takes a lot of resources. And when one of the problems we run into with that is you have limited amount of air supply for going in and making interior attacks. So it really is labor-intensive when you get to that sort of a fire on that. And then also with the temperatures that day, needing to be able to switch crews out to rehab to get them cooling and keep them rehydrated and things.
I think we had, what, three casualties from heat, three or four?
Yes.
From heat casualties that day.
Three that day.
So what you're saying, Chief, then, is if we have two big house fires going, what do we do then?
Well, the first one, hopefully we can handle it, but the second one's going to be handled by outside resources, other resources that have either already moved in or that are on their way in to assist us.
Well, I guess we might be, you know, when that, remember the couple years ago when that flash fire went down the canyon right out here on, I want to say, out there on Market Street.
Yes.
Remember that?
That was
that
actually just before I got here.
Oh, okay. Well, when that happened, that could have hit two or three houses, and then we would have really had a problem then. So I didn't realize we were really just set up at any one time for our city of Reading just to be able to handle one 2,000-square-foot fire.
Yeah. If we're if we have a fire that's more than just a room and contents fire, essentially, in a single-family dwelling, it's we're pulling all the resources from our seven currently staffed stations in the city to deal with it.
All right. And so we've got, and we have, you know, we roll a truck. It's got two people in it.
Yeah. Well, five of our engines are staffed with two personnel. We have two additional engines in our truck that have three, but the majority of our engines are with only two personnel. And it was really interesting. There was a U.S. Fire Administration did a study, and I think it was in 2007, and they looked at cities in California, what their staffing was. For their engine companies, and cities from 50,000 to 99,000, the percentage of cities that staffed with three personnel or more on their engines was 94%. So we're definitely in a minority and we're at the higher end of that population range. So it creates some real challenges for us.
Well, I would like to put a face on, we like to do a little backstory and find out, Chief Kreitman, what your history is and what led you to Shasta and what it means to be chief, to finally be you're at the top of your rank. But how did you start? How long have you been in? And we want to do a little bit of what it's like for you to be in Shasta County now.
Okay. Well, I actually started out my career in 1979 as a volunteer with a community that I ultimately ended up being hired in Oregon as their as a firefighter paramedic. And worked my way up through there to fire chief. And one of the things, my wife and I have always stopped in Reading on our way through to Southern California to trips to Disneyland and visit relatives and things there, and we always liked this area. And
you probably stopped every time to look at Turtle Bay and go walk across that Sundial
Bridge. Well, that's new. That's around the time you were here. Go ahead.
But one of the things that drew us was the area and the weather, I'll be honest with you. In Oregon, where I was from previously, it was a lot of times we would see rain come in October and you wouldn't see the sun again until May.
Dreary.
Yeah, very, very dreary and things. And this was an area that we said, you know, when I do retire, maybe another 7 or 8 years, you know, we'd like to be in an area where we have some sun. And so 3 years ago when the chief's position came open here, I said, hey, you know, what do you think? Should we look at it? And we put in for it and made that decision, and we were both, you know, other than having to deal with the budget issues, we're both very glad to be here. You know, we really enjoy the community and love the area.
Okay. Oregon is way different than California, and when we get back, let's talk a little bit about that. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, I won't back
down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught. August the 3rd, it's 80 degrees out there. It's going to be close to, you know what, it's going to be a great day today. In fact, it's starting to cool down this week, which is good for fire and all that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Their coffee of the month, and are you ready? Ethiopian Yirgacheffe. Medium flavors, light body, and rich aroma. Drink special for August is the Oreo Blaster, only $3.50 for all month, $3.50 all month. Tastes like an Oreo cookie milkshake. Ooh. With a jolt of espresso. Now, if that doesn't get you going in this hot weather, nothing will. All right, so that's Tobacco and Brew. They have discounts for veterans. They support our community in so many different ways. Joe and Shelley are people that make a difference in this community. But they, you know, but the only time that they were talked about is by Linda and I and the people that know what they do. Hey, our guest today is Reading Fire Department and our Reading Fire Chief, Kevin Kreitman. And we've been talking about defensible space, the fire down at the motel that took everybody. Linda asked a question: the difference between Oregon and California. Is there a difference in the, you know, in, or is it just kind of like how many people you have available?
Well, you know, the fire problem is pretty much the same anywhere where you are. I would say probably the biggest difference that I have seen here is, you know, I was in a community up there that was half the size, and we had the same staff. So that creates some real challenges, and you know, what amazes me is what our personnel do day in and day out with the resources that we have here. I just, you know, I'm still amazed. I thought that, you know, our department that I was at previously was a great department and still is, but I'm amazed every day when we look at the responses that we go on with the staffing levels here and what they're able to accomplish.
What about volunteer fire department? Bringing volunteers in to help.
Well, we actually, that was a question that came up previously here about a month ago, dealing with
Station 2,
and looking at volunteers. And we actually had what we called a paid-on-call program here previously. And one of the challenges that we had with that paid-on-call program you have with any program is the training levels for them. You still need to be meeting the same training levels as a career firefighter or any firefighter. You have to meet the same training levels on it. And one of the issues we had with just our paid-on-call program was getting personnel maintaining their training hours and things. So we really had a difficult time with that when you look at and the costs. And that was one of the things when we looked at that versus some of our career personnel that we had to reduce about 2.5 years ago. Because when we looked at the amount of time that we were getting back from those, and we were having a real hard time with them maintaining their minimum training standards. And we were having also a difficult time in recruiting for it, because looking at coming in, and it's very difficult when you look at the time commitments. It takes a lot of time. I have to, one of the things I talked about in the staff report I did on this to the council is really have to applaud the volunteers in the outlying areas, because it is a big time commitment for that. For a volunteer for that, and it's very difficult, and you almost need to have a full-time position that's just dedicated to training, and that's one of the problems we have. We do not, of a community this size, we do not have a dedicated training officer's position, and it's very unheard of for a community of this size not to have a dedicated training. We're very lean in our administrative functions in the fire department, trying to keep the personnel out in the field.
One of the things we talked about during the break was a building fire.
Like, just have a few minutes left.
Yeah, we just have a couple minutes left. But just can you quickly hit on that? If we get a like a major building fire down here in Chevron Square or one of these places, what happens?
Well, if the first thing we look at is, you know, we're going most structure fires when we go in, we want to try to make it, you know, look at it, the size of the fire, and if we can, try to go in on the offensive. But the bottom line is when we look at a fire, the size of the fire determines how much water we need to be able to get. And when you look at going interior, there's specific things that we have to meet from a safety standpoint, the number of personnel that are on scene, and trying to get the water on it. So if you don't catch it in a small incipient or single room and contents fire, if it gets much larger than that and you start getting spread through the structure, it becomes very labor-intensive, and it takes
more labor than we have.
A lot more personnel than what we have, and we can get on scene in a timely fashion. So at that point, you have to look at going to what we call a defensive standpoint and getting the big lines out. And there's essentially a bell curve, and we can either catch the fire on the upside and get enough water on it to extinguish the fire, and if we don't accomplish that, very similar to what we saw with the Market Street, then we have to go to big water, put in the master streams, our aerial, things like that, and then we either can get enough water in there to effectively extinguish it, or we have to wait for it to come back down on the bell curve on the opposite side where it starts burning down smaller to where we have adequate resources.
So in between, it's where you lose. Now, there's one thing I'd like everybody to take from today, and we really appreciate you being here, Chief, is one, keep those fire detectors going.
Yes,
call out there to get the area cleared around your house, you know, and keep the areas clear. I think we can do that. And the other thing is that we're used to have 30 minutes to have things happen because of we use natural products before. Now, 3 minutes is, you know, when that fire gets going. So those are huge things that we talked about.
Boom.
And if you have rooms and you're on second story, make sure you have home escape ladders. Because a lot of people don't think about that.
Be ready to go. Okay.
Well, we'll have you back next month, Chief Kreitman. Thank you so much for the fire department here.
Thank you.
And as usual, we really thank the chat pack and our engineer.
Just Bob. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Stands my ground. Won't be turned.